For some of us, the national anthem stirs our patriotic emotions. For others, it's been played too many times and has lost its meaning. But for those in the Mennonite Church, the Star-Spangled Banner has great meaning, just not the meaning we're used to. Essayist Beverly Lapp is a Mennonite and professor of music at Goshen College. She explains what the anthem means to her.
Goshen College had, until recently, never played the national anthem at its sporting events. But that policy changed last year, and now an instrumental version is heard in the opening ritual at certain games. College leaders consider this a gesture of hospitality to our visiting teams and to some of our students who want to hear the anthem. But for many, the change in tradition has raised some profound questions. Mennonites believe in non-resistance even in the face of war, and that it's God, rather than any nation, who deserves our trust and devotion. While the national anthem is a meaningful symbol of patriotic love for many Americans, the act of standing before the flag while listening to a song about a victory in war creates a highly dissonant scenario for Mennonites and other pacifists. As a Mennonite, alum of Goshen College, and now faculty member, my own view is both magnified and clouded when I recently attended the first women's home volleyball game of the new school year. In my eagerness to see our team in action, I temporarily forgot that the national anthem would be part of the opening game rituals. As the playing of the anthem was announced, I felt a jolt and then experienced a series of contradictory thoughts. I could appreciate the elegant setting by the Slovak composer Peter Breiner, who was commissioned to arrange the national anthems for the 2004 Athens Olympics, and was criticized by some for the lack of bombastic flair in his handling of the Star-Spangled Banner. As I stood there, however, I felt a familiar dismay at this change in historical practice and philosophical stance at Goshen College. Each one of us has a story leading to distinct reactions on the anthem issue. Mine includes Mennonite grandparents so worried about the close connection between sports and nationalism that they did not allow their children to participate in school athletics. My parents, uncles, and aunts broke away from this rigidness, but still expected Mennonite institutions to retain distinctive rituals when it came to organized sports and other endeavors. I share this expectation and want Goshen College to send a countercultural message to the militaristic and nationalistic powers that are so overwhelming around us. Not playing the anthem was one key way to bring witness to Jesus' example of challenging these powers. While watching the talent of the Goshen women at the game, I found myself thinking, I do live in this country after all, and I benefit from its appalling military-industrial complex in ways both known and unknown to me. A paradoxical idea emerged from my personal response to the anthem. Might listening to a song where I don't think it fits serve as a reminder to me of how my actions don't always align with my beliefs? I object to war, but my taxes help pay for it. I believe the economic power structures in our world lead to great suffering and injustice, and yet I participate in these systems. Will hearing the anthem before games eventually become so normal and expected that this internal discord will no longer be felt? On a more collective scale, I wonder if repeated exposure to the tension of the anthem at a historic Peace Church college will have an empowering or numbing effect on our commitment to peacemaking and justice. In my teaching, I encourage students to lean into and relish dissonant moments in music. Most, but not all, dissonances lead to resolution. I hope to better understand dissonances beyond music, what they communicate about our values, and whether they should be left in place or resolved with care.
Beverly Lapp is a pianist and professor of music at Goshen College. Goshen College is affiliated with the Mennonite Church.